What is going down, everyone? It is time for The Hype, episode number 175. Hope everybody's doing well out there. We got a lot of topics to discuss. Make sure you follow us on MojoBreak_com on Twitter, as well as MojoBreakM on Twitter for our MojoBreak Media channel as well. We're going to talk some Series 1 2021 tops. We're going to talk when to sell. We're going to just have a discussion, because when is the right time to sell? Cards are going up. Maybe you have a card you bought a year ago and it's up, I don't know, five times the amount you paid. When's the time to sell? So we're going to discuss that, as well as some NBA rookies that are not the big three. Like, can you get a rookie on the cheap that's, you know, a lot less than LaMelo Ball and has a chance to perform? So we're going to discuss that. Thanks for tuning in. We had a little bit of YouTube issues. We're actually fighting through some YouTube adversity issues at the moment. C-Rad, what's going down? How you doing, dude?
What's up? What's up? I'm doing well. Hoops, baby.
Hoops. You excited?
Mm-hmm.
How excited are you?
New season.
On a level of 1 to 10.
You know, generally for me, Hoops is a pretty fun release. I love just the old school vibes of Hoops. I always have. But, you know, like, obviously we normally don't break a ton of it every single year. But, you know, it's always a fun time getting those rookies with their first NBA uniforms.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. What did you think of Hoops this morning?
Thought it was great. LaMelo.
Mm-hmm.
His clothing is like eight sizes too small.
It's that young man.
He needs to. You'll see what I'm talking about. Like, it,
Jordan Poole-esque on the shorts.
Like, the shorts are like up to here, and they're like super tight. And
that's the new style.
Nah, man. I'm more
short
about
shorts.
Like the Fab Five.
But isn't that
I like my shorts like.
Dan likes his pants beyond baggy from Miller's Outpost.
Absolutely. And you know, dude,
cut on the bottom.
Yeah, man, I used to get huge. You know how they had beyond baggy?
Like in size?
I used to go huge.
Oh.
I think they were like 32 inches. Like, they were just.
And yeah, don't get it twisted. I don't know if, like, a lot of you guys know, but Dan is a baller, so he did play a lot of basketball.
He's absolutely.
You know,
you can tell by my size. I was just in the key. posting fools up.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like he's 5'6", but he's actually 6'5".
Okay, first off, I'm 5'7".
Oh!
So you relax a little bit.
Added a couple.
No, I added one. I added one, but that's a big one. That's a big one.
It's a big inch.
But that does seem like the new wave, and, you know, like, that they kind of, like, it kind of goes full circle, right? They always say fashion goes full circle, and back in the days, isn't that what the vintage players used to wear? Super short shorts.
Yeah.
Actually, so in this set, there's a Wilt Chamberlain.
With the same type of shorts?
Same type of shorts. I mean, literally, it's like we've gone back 40 years.
Comes back around. Can't wait for those bell bottoms to hit again. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Bell bottoms already came back, though.
Oh, did they?
They came back in like 2000, late 90s, early 2000s.
They faded right back away. Went right out of stock. Right out of stock.
It was a few good years that women, you know, like those bell bottoms, and some men too. So
definitely. Yeah. Well, it is time for baseball. 2021 Series 1 Tops is coming out next Wednesday. And Tops has a rip party, and we are going to be part of it. So Tuesday, live on Tops' feed, coverage starts at 3 p.m. Pacific. We're going to be part of the Breaker Showcase, where we're going to be competing against three other breakers to win the Platinum Box Cutter, which supposedly is pretty dope. That's they really talked it up on the Zoom call we had yesterday, that it's the end all be all thing that you want to win. So join us live next Tuesday. We're going to have a big party here to you know, usher in the brand new 2021 Tops. It is the 70th anniversary of Tops baseball, which is just
awesome.
Crazy when you think about it, you know. Mm-hmm. 70 years of Tops baseball cards.
Yeah.
And for them to be, you know, just kind of stick with it and still be in demand is pretty phenomenal on their part.
So Vegas odds came in on who's going to win the Platinum Box Cutter. I think Mojo Break is minus 1,200 at this point.
Oh, so you might want to take that.
Yeah.
Take that bet.
Minus 1,200.
So we're heavy favorites.
Heavy favorites.
Oh. Heavy favorites.
Heavy favorites.
Heavy favorites.
Well, we need to swing that bet the other way.
No, we're like minus 1,200. I think
we're the underdogs, dude.
No, we're the favorites walking in. We're favorites coming in. I think Real Breaks is like plus 800. Bomber Breaks is like plus 1,000. Rich is like
plus.
He's the
40,
underdog.
He's
plus 40,000.
So
it's gonna be tough hill to climb. Tough hill to climb.
40 to 1 on your money if you bet on Rich.
4,000 to 1 on your money.
Oh my God!
You win. Yeah, you basically bet a dollar on Rich. You get $4,000.
I might take a Conor McGregor fall here then, and put my money on
Rich. It's a possibility. It's a possibility.
I might cover all my bases in the bets. No, not really. You can't place the bet.
Yeah, there's no Vegas odds. That's a joke. But yeah, I just want to say that we're pretty much going to win.
We don't want the FCC.
Just trying to figure out where we're going to put the platinum box cutter. I think I'm going to. It's like the Stanley Cup. So basically, I'm going to take it home. Show it around town. Well, I can't, but when everything opens up, maybe I'll show it around
show
town.
Show it around your house.
Show it around my house. Let my wife check it out. I'm like, check out my platinum box cutter. Look what I've accomplished in my life.
That would be dope, man.
Conrad would be able to take it home.
Yep.
Just show it off.
So, and
nobody can take it.
We are also looking forward to the great rookie class that is coming in for 2021, and we're going to do a giveaway. We're going to actually give away a box of Topps Hobby, a box of Topps Hobby for you guys that comment on this on Mojo Break Media with what your favorite rookie from the set. Like, which rookie are you looking forward to collecting out of this set? There's a good amount of them. So I'm interested to see, like, who's picking Adele, who's picking Mountcastle. So we're going to be giving that away based on the comments of our Mojo Break Media channel. We're also going to be giving away packs on Twitter and break spots and stuff like that as we usher in the 2021 Series 1 Topps. As you can see, the design here, which they've been floating these images out, it has the border. It's got some things going on in the bottom. I'm a fan. I'm looking forward. It's got the 70th logo as well. It's some good looking cards.
Dan, I know you loving it, bro.
I'm loving it.
Dan's a border guy.
I'm a border guy, and it's got borders, and I'm a big fan. I'm excited for it. I mean, I remember last year we did the Rip Party. It feels like it was a decade ago, but this is going to be a different experience for everybody involved. We're going to be able to take our time. We're not going to be trying to get through 25 cases in like 3.5 hours.
That was intense for you.
You should have been there.
I know.
the computer broke right ahead of time.
Somebody watching from the outside, that seemed very intense.
Typical Mojo Break fashion, we get there, we get set up, and computer doesn't work.
Yeah.
Kind of like what happened before 20, the show 20 minutes ago for the hype.
But if you're looking at some of these rookies here, I think these are the big four, at least coming out of the gate. You got Joe Adele, Joey Bart, Ryan Mountcastle, and Alec Baum are going to have their first rookies. If you're new to collecting, the flagship Topps, which means either the Series 1, the Series 2, or the update, has been, you know, it's really gained popularity. It tends to be the one of the rookie cards that everybody wants. You can look at the 2011 Trouts. You can look at the Fernando Tatises. And those things seem to be going up by the month as it becomes one of the most valuable cards of said player. So we've got this rookie class. What are you most excited about with these four guys? I know you love Mountcastle, but who do you think, if you were given these four options, who are you collecting, Dan?
Mountcastle. Okay. I've been collecting Mountcastle for 4 years.
So you're going to get in on a Series 1 2021 and get some Mountcastles.
I'm trying to do Orioles, pick your team.
Nice.
And then obviously Joey Bart. I want to see more out of Joey Bart this year. And you know how I feel about Joe Adele.
Yeah, I like Joe Adele.
I love Joe Adele.
His cards kind of went down a little bit, his Bowman's, so he's got a chance to really erase that that catch that went over the fence last year.
I can't remember a Series 1 that had this many what I would consider top-tier rookies out of the gate, like really good young talent.
Yeah.
Usually it's like one or two guys, right?
Usually it's one or two guys. Like, I can't remember. I mean, this is loaded. It's loaded for rookies.
Yeah, I think Topps kind of, they had a chance to do more rookies and update, but I think they were like, you know what, 2021's going to be a full baseball season. You know, we've got all these guys. We're not going to put that much in update, and I think they've got to pick and choose who they're going to put in Series 1. And you have the 70th anniversary, which you're going to have those Easter eggs. You're going to have those 25 golden tickets that are in there. You're going to have those special SPs. It's just a bigger release for them to hold out some of the rookies, and I think you're going to see that with this release. And it's going to be fun, so definitely join us on next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern on Topps' feed. We're going to be breaking thing. We're going to be doing the Breaker Showcase, and then afterwards we're going to break a couple more cases, so hang out. And don't forget to check out MojoBreakShop.com, where we're actually pre-selling hobby boxes at $129 right now. So we'll probably ship those out either Tuesday or Wednesday, so you can get it by the end of the week and rip your own box. So yeah, I mean, it's, what, $20, $30 cheaper than some of the online retailers, so we're offering it at a special pre-sale price for the hobby version. We'll be breaking mostly the jumbo version, but if you want to break your own update box or your own hobby box, definitely go to mojobreakshop.com. So we're gonna get into the next topic. We're gonna talk a little hoops. We talked about it a little bit at the beginning of the show, but I want to dissect some of the rookies that aren't named LaMelo, Wiseman, or Edwards, because I think that's the three that everybody's kind of going after. What do you think? Before we get into those, what are your thoughts, C-Red, on the on these three main guys?
Man, bro, I'm pretty biased, so I like Wiseman
a
lot.
That about you? What do you mean?
I love Wiseman, man. He's already, like, for us, he's learning every single game. I know he just got injured. He's been out a couple games, but for me, it's Wiseman. I know LaMelo's been balling out, you know, triple balling out. So Anthony Edwards seems like he's taking kind of like a little step back in terms of like people like talking about him.
Learning curve.
But, you know, them Timberwolves, they ain't doing well. And they hold our protected pick, unprotected pick. So,
do a little bit better.
Yeah.
For our protected pick.
Edwards actually, the last like week or so, has been coming around. I think they're taking the really, really slow approach with him.
Yeah.
Getting him accustomed to the game, the speed of the game. There's no reason to throw him out there and do anything that's going to damage his confidence.
Yeah.
The team's not going to win a championship. They're not going to be contending for a championship. So give him time to just fill out the game.
Yeah,
he's got, like, I mean, that game against the Warriors, like,
yeah, he's shown some flashes.
He's good.
He's shown flashes of why he was the number one pick. Obviously, LaMelo and Wiseman have been the more consistent rookies out the gate. You know, even some of like the lower lotto picks have been pretty good. So
Dan, I got a question for you. If you know, your fandom or money wasn't an issue and you had to pick one of the three guys to invest in and hold for 5 years, who are you doing? Who are you picking?
One of these three guys?
One of these three main guys.
I'm probably going LaMelo. And it hurts to say that, but I mean I'm going LaMelo. I think the only knock on Wiseman is that the big guys don't translate well to the hobby. And I'm going to stick to that. Because I think that's kind of tried and true over the last decade or so. Anthony Edwards, are they ever going to be – the team has to be good.
Minnesota doesn't have a great history of
putting together a winning team. So I'm going LaMelo out of those three guys. But I don't know if, like, one of those three guys is going to be the main guy in the hobby. I don't know. Who knows? Could be Obi. Could be Halliburton. Who knows?
I think I'm going with Edwards just because, I don't know, just the flashiness, the possibility of these dunks. I know LaMelo has some flashiness, but I think Edwards has potential to be a little bit more flashy, maybe like an upper end Donovan Mitchell would be a ceiling. But yeah, Wiseman, I love as a Warrior fan, but you know, that stigma in the card industry of the big man, like we just talked about, I think that's why I wouldn't buy and hold him. I would buy him and hold him for my PC, but if I'm looking from maybe an investment, I think I'm first overall pick. Obviously, the Timberwolves seen something in him to select him over LaMelo, because they weren't going to go Wiseman, but they were going to go Melo or him. They obviously went him. I mean, you still got Towns there. You still got some talent. I mean, at some point, the Timberwolves have to be good. So that's why I would go with Edwards.
They don't, though. They don't have to.
They don't have to. I mean, at some point, you get it right. What do you think, C-Ren?
And, yeah, just my final statement. Wiseman's going to be the next Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh. Woo. Okay.
Not the next Ronnie Turiaf?
Oh. I think, you know what? Right in the middle.
Right in the middle of those
I think
two.
Right in the middle of those
that's,
two.
That's a fair assessment. But we want to look at some of the other guys, and I think we just had some mentions of one of the guys we were talking about in the chat. But first off, we got Emmanuel Quickley. He's first in – what's PER mean?
Points per game? I mean, I know it's not
– PER.
I know it's not points per – but it looks
points
like –
points per game is 12.6, right?
Yeah, points per game. 12, so PER.
It's like his efficiency.
Points – something replacement, something?
P-E-R?
P-E-R.
Fifth in assists. Super producer Cody didn't tell me what P-E-R was.
Player efficiency.
I was just testing your knowledge. I knew that.
I just said that.
It's efficiency. It's obvious right now.
It makes a whole lot of sense. Emmanuel Quickley rookie ranking. So first in player efficiency rating, second in points per game, and fifth in assists. And he's on the Knicks. I mean, the Obi Toppin's there as well. They're a young team that's trying to turn that franchise around. And, you know, obviously the Knicks, if they were good, they're going to be one of the most watched teams in the NBA. It's a big market team. So right now the Nets are overshadowing, obviously, the Knicks. Then you got Haliburton from Sacramento, sixth in points per game, second in assist, second in minutes per game out of the rookies, and sixth in player efficiency rating, 16.4. Western Conference Rookie of the Month in December to January. But he plays for Sacramento. We've seen Bagley, right? We've seen other guys come out of Sacramento that just they kind of have their hype for their first year and then they fall by the wayside.
De'Aaron Fox is delivering. He's good.
He's having a decent
year. Kings are one of those is another one of those franchises that just can't put it together, man. They can't put it together. So like
ever since the Weber and baby era,
they draft okay. You know, obviously the missing Luka was a huge miss. You know, and they will forever take crap for that. And, you know, they've been drafting okay rookies. Obviously, De'Aaron Fox is a really good player. Haliburton is looking like he's going to be pretty good. But, like, you know, certain franchises, like, it got to start from the top, right? Like, they have to change their culture. You know, like, some franchises are just, like, never know how to ever put it together. And it could be the owner, too. So who knows?
Would you rather have a rookie that you collect on the Timberwolves or on the Kings?
Kings? I would say Timberwolves, bro.
I think I got to go with him on that because at least, you know, when Wiggins, people collected Wiggins.
People collected Towns.
You just don't, like, maybe De'Aaron Fox is the only guy.
And in recent memory, they had, obviously, one of the best players of all time in Kevin Garnett. So that's something that people remember, right? With the Kings,
And Kevin Love.
Like, with the Kings, it's like, yeah, they remember the early 2000s team that competed for, you know, made a few runs, but yeah, dude.
Well, better yet, the Hornets or the Timberwolves? Would you rather have your rookie on the Hornets or Timberwolves?
Yeah, that's
Hornets.
Hornets?
Jordan?
But what have the Hornets done? Besides, for one, the franchise has moved around a lot.
They have Jordan as their owner. That's what they've done. Put him out there.
He might be able to start.
Play.
So, and then you got some other rookies to kind of keep in mind as well. You've got Bane and Tillman, Cole Anthony, and Isaac Okoro as well to kind of think about as well. I mean, one thing to consider that we've talked about on multiple podcasts is these guys did not have summer league. These guys did not finish their college season. So you're probably not going to see a lot of these guys catch up to the NBA game until probably after the All-Star break, right? And then even then, maybe not even in their second year. So it's unlike any other year where maybe the prospecting part of it is going to be a lot of fun because there's a lot of these guys that are going to fly under the radar, like these guys mentioned here with your Quickley and your Haliburton. So it's going to be an exciting season. Any rookies that you've seen that you're like, man, he's under the radar?
Quick question. Quickley was a second rounder, wasn't he? So he wasn't even in the first round, I don't think.
I believe so.
Yeah, so that was a good pickup for the Knicks. Any rookies that I've been impressed by I know the Heat fans love him.
And then there's that kid from the Pelicans too, right? Kira Lewis.
Kira Lewis Jr., yeah.
What team is Bane and Tillman? What jerseys
Grizzlies.
Are those? Those are
Vancouver Grizzlies.
Those are actually dope unis.
Yeah, people love those jerseys, the teal.
I was looking at them.
The teal
like,
colorway and then even the white and teal look sick.
I'm like, those are dope.
But, bro, it's early in the season. Not too many rookies have been... Me personally, I mean, other than maybe LaMelo, you know what I mean? Like, he's really been putting on shows. Anthony Edwards is like, we talked about showed flashes, but Wiseman, baby. No bias.
I do like Wiseman, I mean, but his prices are already kind of up there. I mean, he looks like his basketball IQ is already farther along than you would expect from a big man who really didn't play that much college, right? So, and had that whole thing that went on with Penny and Memphis.
He could run. He's athletic. He does a lot of good things. Again, like I've been saying it, like, he makes the Warriors a better team. You could actually see it last night. The Warriors may win the game last night against Boston if they have Wiseman. They were definitely missing that big man presence last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially when Looney went down.
Which is actually what the team's been missing for a while. A big man like Wiseman. So he definitely makes them better.
And Busta has a question that we could address here in the chat. He says he feels that none of these guys are super superstars. Do you guys have any comments on that?
Too early to tell.
It's a maybe.
Well,
I think you can actually make that argument about
every rookie class.
Every rookie class. You can make that argument about still the 1920 rookie class. You can't say that, like, Zion's great, but you can't be like, well, he is an NBA superstar. You can't say Ja Morant is an NBA superstar. You could probably at this point say Luka is an NBA superstar.
Yeah.
Well, I think the difference is, and it goes back to what we've been talking about. I mean, you go back to the 1920 rookie class, and obviously Zion was talked about during the 18-19 season. We were seeing all the highlights of him and Duke and stuff like that, and then Ja Morant in the dance in March Madness, Murray State, what he was doing. So you had that buzz, and then you go, you know, 17-18, you had Lonzo, you had Tatum, you had Mitchell kind of came around later, but you had those names going into the draft. I think with what happened with the pandemic, with no March Madness, there just wasn't that buzz going into the season for collectors that there was in the 2 years prior to that.
And LaMelo didn't even play in college.
Right. Yeah, so LaMelo didn't, and he was playing overseas. I mean, even go back to the 16-17, you got Ben Simmons, right? I mean, Ben Simmons was highly talked about. After that, you had Wiggins, you had Towns, you had, you know, Embiid. There was always some buzz, and I agree with Busta that I don't feel like there's the buzz, but I think there's going to be some superstars out of this draft class. There always is. There's always at least one or two out of each draft class.
There always is.
Which one's going to be the right one.
I agree. There's no buzz. No buzz out the gate with a lot of these rookies, but there will be somebody that emerges.
Imagine if there was buzz. What would Donruss be? $2,000 a box? I mean, it's $1,200 a box.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to point out next. It's like, no buzz. I mean, it's coming off the hype of last year. Obviously, 2020 was a crazy year for the hobby. No buzz, and Hoops is still a $400 box.
Yeah. I mean,
$450
at most shops. We've been running some pre-sales on it, and I can't believe the demand, to be honest. I honestly did not expect. I mean, we had a little bit of buzz on the Contenders Draft and the Prism Choices and all the college uniform products that already came out. I mean, we were actually doing a lot of Flawless and NT Collegiate, too, and Immaculate Collegiate. But this first uniform NBA product in Hoops, I didn't expect what's going down.
Yeah.
So there's obviously a lot more demand in the market this year than any other market.
Even with no buzz rookies.
Exactly.
Who don't look like superstars yet.
Exactly. And it always follows suit. You can't afford a Ja. You can't afford a Zion. You can't afford a Kobe. You can't afford a Jordan. Maybe I can afford a LaMelo. Maybe I can afford a Tyrese Maxey. Maybe I can afford a Halliburton. So there's always places for collectors to start to gravitate to. So, but yeah, I mean, it's definitely nuts, which leads us into our last segment. Is when should you sell? When should you sell your cards? And this is, we don't have any answers, but we're going to have a discussion, and we want to hear from you guys in the chat. We want to hear your comments on our YouTube video here as well. Because this card right here, a PSA 10 Jordan, two of them sold for $738,000 over the weekend. What that did? Propped up all the other Jordans, the 9s, the 8s, the 7s. They're all going through the roof because people saw this sale. So is it the right time to sell Jordan? He's the GOAT, right? Are the guys that are buying these cards, are they going to ever flip them? So it's a question, because I know we've got cards. I know you guys got cards that you're looking at them. And maybe you bought them only a couple months ago, and they've already doubled or tripled. And do you sell? Or is it one of those situations like me? I sold two LeBron cards in March that have went up three or four times since I sold them, and I feel bad. So now it's like, I don't want to be that guy that sells my card and then looks at it 2 months later and sees that it went up even more. Then I missed the time to sell. Let's start with Dan. What's your take on selling right now?
There's no right answer.
What's your opinion?
There is really, like, you just got to be comfortable with the outcome either way. If you hold on to your cards, you have to be comfortable with the chance of them going down. And what are the kids saying? Like, something about the bag, like dry, like not like oh. not
holding secure the bag.
Holding the bag.
Secure the bag.
Yeah, you don't want to be left holding the bag.
Yep.
That's what the kids are saying, right? Okay. So yeah, you don't want to be that guy, but also like you don't want to. You have to be comfortable with whatever decision you make. You have to understand what the outcome. It may not be in your favor, but you have to be ready for that. There's no correct. You can't say sell your cards now. You can't. You can't do it. You could. I mean, you could do whatever you want. But
and, people say it all the time. Sell your cards now. Before
sell your cards
it,
now before.
Before
yeah,
down.
I mean, sell your cards now before they go up, and then
or before they go down. Yeah.
And then you end up selling it, and then another Jordan comes out, and it sells for $1 million. And then it's a trickle-down effect. Now the nines go up, the eights go up, the sevens go up, everything else goes up. Actually, quote-unquote, the junk wax era Jordans, the 90s Skybox and the, like, you know, Fleer Ultra and all the stuff that was, like, mass-produced, those are all going up. Those are, like, ridiculous amount, like, ridiculous what they're going for now. So when a Jordan card sells like this, everything goes up. Everything that's Jordan goes up.
And vintage in general, I would say.
Yeah. So I don't know. You just got to be comfortable with the outcome either way if you decide to hold or sell.
Well, and what I've been hearing from, you know, just following some of the Facebook groups, following like, you know, market reports like Card Ladder and stuff like Card Ladder is great, by the way. You guys should check that out. Is that it seems like, and it's not a far fall off, but it seems like the Zion, the Jaws, and the Lukas are starting to go down a little bit because people are gravitating towards the proven Kobe, Jordan, you know, Magic and Bird, the guys that are cemented, right? Where Zion is very risky. It's like buying doggy coin, right?
I think it's Doge, whatever.
I don't know what you've been
Why
do they have a dog for their logo then? It should be doggy coin. It's doggy coin in my book. But I'm saying that's a risky investment, right? Yes, it could go up 10 times, but it could also be worth nothing. So I think some of these guys that jump back in that have a lot of bread to spend, they're realizing like, why am I messing around buying a $2,000 PSA 10 Luka? You know, when I could spend that an extra $1,000 or $2,000 and get a Jordan or
because
get a Kobe.
I think they're looking at it going, look what the Jordan sell for. Like if I get this at $2,000 and it's a PSA 10, it may be the dream is that it may be a $500,000 card.
Yeah.
Yes. I get that, but I think if the modern cards start to approach the level of what Luka, a $2,200 PSA 10. The silver is like, I think, 10 to 12K, right? Then you start getting to the point where you can buy one of these, right? So, and what I'm talking about here is that I actually started in September buying, I bought 2 8s. These are the Bird Johnson Irving. I bought 2 8s and I bought 5 7s. And I got most, I say on average, I got them for around 2 to 3K. So they've gone up significantly. But what I'm saying is like, you start spending these monies in the LaMelo balls and stuff like that, and then you're only for like maybe a little bit more, you can get one of these, right? So isn't this something, if you're going to hold on to it, isn't this a safer investment?
I think it's like investing in like a Coca-Cola, like a blue chip. Like it's probably the amount that like a Luka could increase, those cards are never going to increase that much.
Right. But they did.
But they did. I mean, they didn't. They increased three times. But I think again, the dream is that I have a PSA Luka and the Jordan sold for, you know, $750,000. I may be sitting on $750,000. Where
my Luka's
that card right there is never going to get to $750,000. It's never going to get close to $1 million.
But
it's a heck of an investment.
But that's where I take a step, because I obviously started in modern cards. I just started dabbling more in vintage as more of a hold type scenario. But you look at the pop report, the eights on these Bird Irving Johnsons, the eights are 2,600, the sevens are 2,500, and even lower on the, if you look at the Luka PSA 10, it's like five, six times that, right?
Yeah, that has to be, if you're paying top dollar for Luka or Zion, look at the pop report. That has to give you insight on how many of those cards are out there. And again, that is how many cards that are graded. You don't know how many raw cards are still available, or there's a lot of speculation in the market where people hold on to sealed wax. You don't know how many 1920 hobby cases are stored away. We have no idea. So that even ups the amount of those cards that are out there. So definitely, if you're looking to invest in a rookie, keep a lookout on that pop report.
Yeah. And like a couple people in the chat that went to the show in Dallas, they were saying that they couldn't sell Luka PSA 10 for $1,500. Some were selling at $1,100. So, I mean, obviously, Luka hasn't played bad to affect that. It's just the pop report is concerning. When guys start to liquidate what they have and there's so many in the market, it's going to cause it to possibly go down. Now, that might be a good time to buy, though, because if Luka makes it to the finals this year or Luka wins an MVP this year, those cards are going to go up. They're going to be back to probably above where they were. But it's a risky scenario. It's where something like this, these guys are retired. They're not going to do anything to hurt their value going forward.
Well, the other thing, and going back to that vintage card, different game completely, but look at the pop report on that card. There's not a lot of 10s.
There's only 24
10s. Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, there's
24 10s.
There's
20, wow. 24 10s, but how many Luka PSA 10s are there? Like 4,500?
Something like that. Yeah, something like that.
So
yeah, something to definitely consider. And you can look at these this Trout. So a little bit probably of some market manipulation going on, but the Trout – most recently on eBay, there was a Trout update that sold for $10,000, and then I think another one that sold for $9,000, and then another one that sold for like $9,500, which literally doubled overnight. I mean, actually, might have tripled, right? I think there were like $2,000 or $3,000. So
I think there's some shady stuff going on.
So there's like three or four guys that have sold their card at that premium price, and now everybody that has one is thinking about selling theirs because the price is so ridiculous. Why not? But you look at the pop report here, you're looking at, on the base Trout, you're looking at over 9,000 between PSA and BGS. So, you know, there's a lot of people that could control the value of your card by selling it short, right? So, you know, if you're thinking about making a big purchase, definitely look at the pop report. That's what I do consistently when I'm buying something like this, anything vintage, anything new, is consider the pop report on stuff like
this.
It's
probably one of the best tools you can use for determining market value, especially on rookie cards, like base rookie cards. Look at completed listings, what they've sold for, and if it is graded, look at the pop report.
Yep.
Two of the best things you can do when buying cards.
Yep, absolutely, is to use those tools at your disposal. So, well, we got started a little late on the show, so this is going to be it. It's a little short show. We had some YouTube problems. It's like it wouldn't send the image to YouTube, and we got it figured out, but it took us a little while. So, but that's it for today's show. Make sure you join our contest. Comment on who you want under the Mojo Break Media channel on this video. Which rookie base card do you want to collect out of 2021 Top Series 1 Baseball? And we will draw a winner and send out a free update hobby box. So, I mean, not update. 2021 Tops. I keep saying update because that just came out before it, but 2021 Top Series 1 Hobby Box to one lucky winner who comments on the video below. We will have on Tuesday, we will have a personal boxes of Jumbo available, so the night before. So look for those on mojobreak.com. If you want to get in on the pre-sale for Top Series 1 Hobby, go to mojobreakshop.com. We actually have vintage wax. We have hoops at a good price right now. Check it out, and we will see you guys next week on The Hype. Peace out.